Macmillan Audio presents The Dodge City Trail by Ralph Compton. Read by Scott Sowers. Meeting of Warriors. Suddenly, they were surrounded by mounted Comanche warriors. Clay Allison spoke to them fluently. Finally, one of the braves nodded to Allison, and he rode on, Dan following. As they progressed, Comanches seemed to appear from behind every bush and tree. They reached a clearing where the cook fire still smoldered, an early morning breeze fanning the embers. A young Indian stood before them, dressed in buckskin. Dan couldn't believe that the young chief was the notorious Quanah Parker. With his hands, Allison made the buffalo sign, and then pointed to Dan. Quanah shook his head, raised both hands, spreading all his fingers. He then spoke to Allison. "He says all white men deserve to die," Allison translated for Dan. "Just as Black Kettle and his people died under the guns of Custer and his soldiers." Author's Foreword. In March 1865, the military commander at Santa Fe sent troops to occupy a strategic river crossing in the southwest quarter of Kansas, which eventually would become Ford County. The post commander at Leavenworth dispatched a force against the Indians with orders for his men to establish and garrison a post on the Arkansas. In April, a detachment of cavalry founded Fort Dodge.